Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
So I picked a great week to meet with my financial advisor, or not. To say his phone has been melting would be the understatement of the year. People panicking and selling or cashing in their would-be retirement as stocks plummeted. My first day of working as a morning DJ was October 19th of 1987, also known as anyone, anyone, Black Monday.
Bueller.
Yeah, I was nine at the time. On that day, the worldwide stock market losses were $1.7 trillion, and a panic of another Great Depression had traders jumping out of high-rise windows, a day that most of us that worked through it will never forget. Despite a rough week, the stock market and cattle market had a stellar Wednesday. Brings to mind the great Warren Buffett quote, "Be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful." So there.
Oh, the humanity.
Yesterday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, 'twas a good day. April live cattle gained 370, closing at 202.80. June fats up 475 to 198.37. May feeders had a most excellent day, up 647 to 278.20. Limit up is 825 on most contracts. Augie Doggies up 565 to 283.25. Great day on the board and an even better day at our lucky 13 reporting barns. CrossFit trainer Mitch Bartle at Minnesota's Tri-County Stockyards had a load of 540-pound steers. Iowa bounding down, baby, at 386. Marshall Ringling, some folks calls him the sheriff, at Platte Livestock Market, emailed that 760-pound red steers hit 312.75. Young bred cows sizzled at 4,500. Stockman's at Yanktown had 75 head of 750-pound heifers off the Kerner Ranch sell to the highest bidder at 305. Heifers, mind you. Gonna be more of the same on Big Sale Thursday at Napoleon, North Dakota, at Stockman's of Dickinson. Nice run of West River feeders at Parresho Livestock in Dakota South. Feeders and breads today at Mobridge Livestock. Stocker and feeder extravaganza today at Ogallala, Nebraska. Say it. It's fun. Ogallala, Nebraska. Good job. Video details at Hot Barn Report on social media. Your old buddy Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying keep eating that beef raised in a good old US of A and buy your Hot Barn gear at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Do it.
Do it. Get her down.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Troy County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Presho Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Minnesota cattleman and world champion steer wrestler J.D. Struxness talks about the benefits of using Purple Wave Auction.
You know, I love visiting with them. They do a fantastic job. They know their machinery. And man, if you're in the market to buy anything, they are the easiest way and the most helpful people to get you what you need. It's as easy as the click of a mouse to get on there and buy something.
Anything and everything you need for your farming or ranching operation, all at super affordable auction pricing. Visit purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com.